Hey, this is Rufus Teague, and all of us boys love listening to the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Deer season just wrapped up yesterday, and Bob's jerky recipes all turned out just fabulous. We had those since last week. And you know what? The cold weather is coming upon us. And we also are interested in your grilling tips and techniques. The Old World Olive Press grilling line is wide open. Give us a jingle at 1-800-785-1073. Or hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys and let us know what your tips and techniques are, because we're interested. We'd like to, if you've got questions about how to cook something as the weather gets colder, or you've got a tip or a technique that you think others should know, again, hit us on that Old World Olive Press grilling line, 800-784-1073. Not 784. What did I just say?
785-1073.
785-1073. Thanks, Barbecue Bob. But let's talk
a little
bit. Those
Brewery Vivant samples, I think, are...
always happens. Always happens. But let's talk a little bit about cold weather grilling again, because it's right around the corner. We're going to hit 50 today, but it isn't going to be that way for long. So what are some tips that... you think that everybody should be aware of?
Well, there's another couple of cool ideas I actually found online. I've thought about these before, but never knew anybody else actually tried them. It apparently works. And in the fireplace business, we used to have these little ceramic bricks for wood stoves that you put in, line wood stoves with.
Fire brick.
Yeah, it's fire brick. And you can put those inside your grill, which I've always wanted to do to my good one in the winter, because it's a steel grill. And I thought, man, if I could just add a little layer of insulation in there. Well, sure enough, people are doing this, and apparently the results are very good. I have not tried it. Makes total sense.
So let's break that down a little bit. So you're going to take these fire brick, and the concept there is that they heat up and they hold heat.
They radiate the heat inside the firebox a little bit. They retain the heat.
Okay.
So you're not having 100% transfer to the outside, which steel would do. Your ceramic does the same thing. Your Primos, eggs, Kamado Joes, they'll transfer it too. It just retards that process because the ceramic actually re-radiates. So you're holding that heat back, and you're creating a little hotter center to your fire, centrifuge.
Okay.
So getting that internal temp on your center of your fire up.
I'm thinking that's going to change your grilling time, and that's another issue that we have to be cognizant of when we're talking about winter grilling, is the performance of the grill that you're using itself. When it's 10 degrees outside or 20 degrees outside, that grill is going to heat up slower, first of all. And then the second thing is, just like you said, it's going to transfer heat out of the grill, and you're going to lose some of the heat that you'd normally cook with is going to be radiated out the side and the top at a quicker rate.
That's why I like that idea the guy had online about using a water heater blanket. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah.
But you got to watch the one of those, plastic. Though. Well, they sell them at the stores. I mean, they're $20. But basically what this guy was saying is you just cut off a section of it and slide it over the outside of your grill.
And it won't catch on fire?
I guess not. Well, okay. It's fiberglass insulation is what's touching the grill.
I see.
And fiberglass is pretty hard to burn.
You know, another technique that I've used in the past is a cast iron pan on the grill, if you want to. Because what that'll do is that'll heat evenly. And it will also hold heat, is what we're talking about, is losing heat versus holding heat. And that cast iron grill will warm up, and it really holds the heat, and you get a real even cook. So just another idea for that cold weather grilling.
Yeah, well, what I do with that is I'll keep my small Dutch oven, not my big one, but my little, I don't know, what is it, like an 8-quart or something. But I'll bring that outside, and I'll set it on the side burner, or set it basically on the grill on a burner that's not on. So it's picking up the heat, but it's not getting real hot on the bottom and frying anything. But it'll get hot and serve as like a warming area, because when I'm doing steaks and burgers and brats and all that stuff, they come off at different levels because of thicknesses and whatever.
Sure.
However somebody wants it. So I'll cook them not quite to the level I want them done, and I'll throw them in that pot. and put the lid back on it. If you keep it all warm, I mean, that pot, when it gets warm, it'll actually finish cooking them for you.
Sure.
But the nice thing is you serve warm food when you bring it in the house. All your food, all your meat is warm, and you're not bringing in steaks where the top is already cooling down, especially if it's a rare. If I'm serving a rare steak, I want it sizzling on the outside.
Sure.
I don't want it cold because it's like raw meat.
Yeah, and a lot of people eat medium rare meat, and you don't want it overcooked. So that tip, again, of pulling it off before it's at eating temperature, if you will. So pulling it off on the rare side and letting it finish in that Dutch oven to a medium rare, it'll keep the juices in. That Dutch oven's got a lid on it,
keep
too.
Keep it nice and warm.
Right,
yep.
And it's got a lid on it, so it'll keep the juices in, and it'll keep it warm as well. So those are some of the just interesting little gadgets that you can use to make sure that you keep the food warm that you've already prepared when it's cold outside.
Speaking of keeping the juices in, this Lips of Faith from Brewery Vivant,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty good juice.
Yeah, and they said that it just came out. That's their collaboration with the New Baltimore Brewing Company out there in Colorado. They went out. That's an interesting story.
It's kind of like they're having a cockfight or something on the front of the bottle.
That's the picture on the front of the bottle, right?
Yeah, big yeah. Roosters going at it there.
Yeah.
I bet $10 on the white one.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do in cold weather grilling is offsetting, and we talk about this plenty. I'm not going to beat it to death, but offsetting charcoal is simple. You know, putting your hot coals on one side, and then when you're, again, and if you're not using a Dutch oven or something, you pre-cook that meat, you throw it over on the indirect side, and you keep grilling, and you keep stacking stuff off on your offset indirect side, and just keep your meat warm over there, stacked up. Because basically when you're out, like where one of my grills is, I have to trod through the snow to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll keep my tech in the garage, and I'll just wheel it out and blow and go with that. But my bigger grill is, you know, in the backyard. And I can cook a lot more food on that. So that's the one I'm going to offset on.
Yeah, and a pair of slip-on, slip-off shoes is as practical or as simple as that sounds. You don't want to track that snow and ice and maybe mud if you're driving through, walk through your driveway or whatever.
Get your mini Tonkas on.
Yeah, right. Kick those things off when you get to the door and slip them back on when you go back out.
Yeah.
Just a great way to make sure that you're not tracking all the crap.
And Mini Tonka's from Minnetonka, Minnesota. And I see we got a comment from Tony Courthouse here from Qtopia, right by Minnetonka.
Okay.
Actually, so hey, Tony, thanks for listening out in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And
his tip for venison was put a big pile of corn out so they come in so you can actually shoot one.
Because Tony is such a deer slayer.
Right. Yeah, he must be. Or maybe not.
But, yeah. He's a beer slayer is what he is.
You know, another great thing for the cold weather and coming up in our next segment here is we're going to talk about a cold weather recipe that I've done with a chili and cumin rub on a pork loin. And it's going to be a little bit of heat to that.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it'll warm me up on the inside mm-hmm. and goes really well with a nice red wine. So stick with us. You're listening to Grilling Guys. There's a little chili cumin rub coming up. We'll be back.
In the heaven, we lay dying on the way. Feel like making. Feel like making love. Feel like making love. Feel like making love. Feel like making.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.